Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is 23rd January 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you be a master Sadguru and enable every soul to claim a right to liberation, mukti, and liberation in life, jivan mukti, in a second. May you be a master Sadguru and enable every soul to claim a right to liberation and liberation in life in a second. Until now, you have been playing the parts of master bestower and master teachers. However, you must now become the children of the Sadguru and play the parts of being the bestower of blessings for liberation and liberation in life. A master Sadguru means one who fully follows the Father and one who follows the version of the Sadguru completely. Only such master Sadgurus can take others beyond with a glance. That is, only they can do the service of enabling others to claim a right to liberation and liberation in life. So Baba is saying today that till now you had been master Data, master bestower, and you had been master teachers, but now you have to go a step ahead. You have to become master Sadguru. There is a difference in being a teacher and being a Sadguru. Teacher is different and Guru is different. Guru word is more reverential than the word teacher. Teacher means anybody who teaches you anything laukik, that person is known as teacher. But the word Guru is little different. Guru doesn't mean the person who is just a teacher or who imparts knowledge, but the word Guru exactly means the one who dispels darkness. Gu and Ru, there are two words. So, the one who dispels darkness of your life, from your life, he is Guru. And Sadguru is something even higher than Guru. Guru can be many, but Sadguru is one. So, Baba is telling us that you had been teacher, you had been imparting knowledge, that's good. You had been bestower, you had been data. But now, what you have to become? You have to become Guru or Sadguru and Master Sadguru. And Baba has given definition of Master Sadguru is a one who follows Sadguru. And Sadguru is God. One who follows Sadguru, one who follows all the versions of the Sadguru, he is the person who can be labeled as Master Sadguru. So we all have to become not just teacher or bestower, but Sadguru. Sadguru is the one who imparts mukti and jivan mukti, liberation and liberation in life in a second. He is the one who is taking everyone beyond with a glance, nazar se nihal. So the point for churning is, what are the qualifications of a guru, or what things a guru or Sadguru or Master Sadguru should do? So if we are Master Sadgurus, what should be our duty, kartavya, what should be our responsibility? What are the duties of a Master Sadguru? First, as I said, one who dispels darkness. Which darkness? Darkness of ignorance. Then, he who shows the way, that again is the same thing. Everybody, the whole humanity is lost. Nobody knows where to go, which way to go. You are the guide, you are the coach, you are the instructor, you are the tutors. You are the one who is going to show the way. Because nobody knows where to go, what to do. There are myriads of spiritual gurus in the world. There is a super spiritual bazaar going on. Everywhere, everybody comes and says, come to us, we will show you the way. Every religion, every sect, everywhere, if you see, this is happening in the world. Everybody says that, come to us, our religion, our sect, our guru is the best. But nobody knows exactly which is the way. So, to show the way. So if we are Master Sadgurus, we ourselves should not have lost our way. We ourselves should know that which is the way. It is not my way or your way, it is the way. Which is the way? So, one is to show the way. Next, to give sustenance, not just as in yesterday's, Sunday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, Baba, as God's love, He gives you palna, He gives you sustenance right from Amritvela till night. He sings songs, He does so many things for you. So just as God gives sustenance, a guru is somebody who gives sustenance to the disciples. So if we are Sadguru and the whole world is following us, then we have to give them sustenance, not just knowledge, not just bring them into darkness. Our responsibility doesn't end there, but we have to sustain them. Then His words, actions and deeds. It's not that the Sadguru is somebody who is khaufnak. That's the word Baba has used, dangerous. A person who is not same internally and externally, who is a split personality. A Sadguru cannot be a person who is suffering from spiritual schizophrenia. He's talking something else, thinking something else and doing third thing. What are you thinking within? The same thing which you are without. There is no conflict in your mind. Every three things are aligned. Thinking, your words and your deeds. Thought, word and deeds, they are same. It's not that these three things are different. So what you are showing off and what you are, if these two things are different, Avyakta Murli of 69, Baba has said, these are khaufnak, dangerous. These are dangerous Brahmins. Yeah, so that is why you need, because there is a plethora of literature in the world. There are worldly gurus and many of them are very, very eloquent. Many of them are erudite. They are full of worldly knowledge. But do they know that they are soul and soul resides in the middle of the forehead? Do they know that God is point of light in the resident of supreme about? Do they know that God has come? Do they know that this is Sangam Yuga which is going on? Do they know that God has entered into the body of Brahma? And do they know that this institution, which they know by Prajapita Brahma Kumari Ishwariya Vishwavidyalaya, is not just an institution but an yagya established by God Himself? If they do not know this thing, probably they are groping in the dark. If you know everything of the world but you don't know this thing, you know nothing. So this is the criteria. This is the touchstone. This will tell you whether to go to them or not to go to them. Yes, that is one thing that you learn from everybody in the world. Whatever good things you pick up. But you have to decide whom to follow and whom not to follow. So that will be the criteria. Because now there is a list of motivational speakers in the world. There is a huge list of gurus in the world. And every day newfangled gurus are emerging. Every now and then somebody will come and say, did you hear him? Did you hear that person? There are new gurus are mushrooming. So much. So that is your wisdom. That is your decision. That is your discernment. And for that you need a very sharp intellect. That's why Baba uses the word divine intellect. Divine intellect is maybe belong to that old, unlettered, uneducated, illiterate mother who doesn't know anything, but she has recognized God. So that mother would be called to have a divine intellect. So a guru is somebody who imparts divine wisdom, divine knowledge. Guru is somebody who breaks all your preformed ideas. Whatever notions you had, whatever ideas you had, whatever you were thinking till now is Gyan. He comes and destroys everything. Guru is somebody. He is the real Guru. Real Guru is not somebody who flatters you. Real Guru is not somebody, if a king comes, he starts giving way to sycophancy. No, that is not Guru. Guru is somebody who will break whatever you are thinking till now. If you are thinking this way, he will break all your notions, all your ideas, all your prejudices. He brings light and he will hurt you. He will hurt you. His every word would be a weapon. When Zen master Bokazo, he had gone to his master and he asked him, teach me religion. So that master took him up on the terrace and threw him from there, and he fell down and got fractured. He said, this is the religion. If you want to stay, stay or run away. Guru is somebody who will cause you fractures. Guru is somebody who will hurt you. Guru is somebody, because you are so much holding on to your own notions, ideas, emotions, feelings. Guru is not somebody who will flatter you, who will like your ideas. He will not be like that. He has to bring transformation. And how he will bring transformation? By his scathing remarks. His words would be fire to you. He will not be somebody who will sit and say sweet things to you. You are very good, you are this, you are that. He has come to destroy your moha. He has come to destroy your ideas, your notions, your emotions, your feelings. He has to bring he has taken upon himself the responsibility of bringing you into light. So that's why he cannot just sit and talk like that with you. You can see some of the Baba's versions. They are so strong, that you need a very strong heart to bear, to tolerate those words. But the thing is that Baba puts them somewhere in between. He starts with very sweet things. You are this, you are that. He praises you a lot. And in between he will introduce that words, very sharp, biting remark. And sometimes even you may miss it. But that is very, very strong remark. And you have to see that this is for me. This Baba has said for me. So many times he has said that. So many times. This is the same Baba who keeps on saying, you are great, you are this, you are this, you are that. He keeps on praising on another side, but at that same time he has said many things. If you search all the Avyakta Murlis from 69, you will find such very strong statements. Very, very strong statements. So he breaks down all your preformed ideas. He is Sadguru. So we are master Sadgurus. And Sadguru, he serves through eyes. As I told that day also, three types of dikshas. Nayan Diksha, Mantra Diksha and Sparsh Diksha. It is not that every time he gives you mantra, every time he speaks something and then you work. Sometimes he may, sometimes he may not. Sometimes he will just touch. Just by the your sparsh diksha, by touch, he will bring about transformation. Just by his vision, by his drishti, by his nayan, he will bring about transformation. The real gurus are like that. They are not after all these worldly praises and all things. Rather, they run away from all these things. In South, there was somebody who was known as Trailanga Swami. This Trailanga Swami was very famous guru. But as he got more and more famous, people, disciples, fans, they would follow him everywhere. He got so disturbed with them that he gave up this place and he went to Tibet and he stayed there. Because he did not want to interact with anything. He used to talk only with his disciples. That's it. Because he was so disturbed by all these people, he moved to different places. Banaras he went and sometimes he went to this place. But everywhere people would follow and their unnecessary, useless questions. What is goal of life? How to love God? And these all questions they keep on asking. They are not going to do anything, but they simply keep on asking and disturbing gurus. So these gurus are not in favor of all such nonsense. They just brush it off. They just rubbish it. And because their aim is not this. So a guru, a sadguru is somebody who himself is enlightened. And now is enlightening others. A Sadguru is somebody who is beyond all the worldly desires. There is not a trace, not an iota of worldliness within. Not a dab of worldly frivolities. He is beyond all of these things. A Guru is somebody who is mentally strong, emotionally strong. A Guru is somebody who himself would not get influenced by others. Who is beyond the effect of limitedness. Because other souls will come and try to influence. A guru is somebody who is beyond the small I. You know, the I. People give up the world. They become sannyasis. Later on they establish ashrams. Then they have disciples. And then they become egoistic. So whether you give up the world, there is still another, the ego still remains. I have the greatest, largest number of disciples. This can take the form of ego. Even on the other side, a person who had given up the world and he was staying alone, aloof, away from the world, in jungle somewhere, and once a group of reporters, press reporters came to interview him and they asked him, "Oh, how great you are. You are staying alone in the jungle. Don't you feel like to establish some ashram to have disciples?" He said, "No, I don't have a single ashram and I don't have a single disciple." On one side, there are those who have ashrams and disciples, but now the ego has taken a different form. Here, he is egoistic regarding that I have no disciple and I have no ashram. So this even has taken the form of ego. Ego is so subtle. So a guru is somebody who works on in that subtle ego. It's not that he has totally gone beyond it, but he is aware of it. He is aware of it. And he knows that one day, he internally working on that. And he knows that I will get beyond this soon. So, if we have to become Sadguru, it's not an easy task. To become famous is not an easy task. Because then you have to fulfill your responsibility. With great powers come great responsibilities. You know, these celebrities in the world, where the film stars are all of these, they are so famous, there are so many people in the world, in their lifetime only so many books or movies are made on them. In their lifetime only. But then, you can see that, you can take the example of A.R. Rahman. He is not that, because he is so famous, he can become lackadaisical. No, he is not careless at all. He is internally working on new lyrics, new music, bringing creativity. At one time you can become complacent and think that, oh, I have become so famous, I have such a good number of numbers to my credit. And every new music is a feather in his cap. He is not resting contented with this. But he is internally in search of new. So, there is no stoppage. Ki this much I have done is enough. No. There should be persistent divine discontent. Persistent, perennial, divine discontent. That this is not the stop, this is just a milestone, but I have to go ahead. And ahead, and ahead, and ahead, and ahead. This is spirituality. Don't stop anywhere. And ahead, and ahead, and ahead. Go on and on and on and on and on. What I see, one thing which I do myself, suppose there is one topic and I have to give a talk on that. I give a talk and talk finishes and 2-3 people come and say it was very good. What I do is, now this talk I gave for the world, now suppose I have to do the same topic for myself, what it would be. Because what I have spoken just now is very, very superficial. Because there were people who were sitting, they probably would not tolerate. If I speak in a very harsh manner, probably it's for them, it's okay. But for me, it is different. Just now we were hearing codes of conduct, highest codes of conduct. These codes of conduct are fine for the, we tell everybody. But what are the codes of conduct for me, myself? There must be something different. This which we told, this is for everyone. But for me, they must be harsher, harder, stricter, stringent. More stringent than the way we narrated. So, there are two types of speeches. One speech, one lecture, one class, which we give to others. There has to be one more class on the same topic which you have to give to yourself immediately after the class. One class which you have to tell yourself. Okay, then what for me? So, constant perennial self-checking is somebody who is Sadguru. So in today's Murli, Baba is telling us to become Master Sadguru. One more thing is here, because God is Sadguru, Supreme Sadguru, the one who follows him very, very closely is real Sadguru. He is not following any worldly gurus, but one God. He is the real Sadguru. So you become such Sadguru so that you can make others nazar, say nihal. One who can take others beyond with a glass. And you have to take everyone to mukti and jivan mukti. Baba has said that people will come in front of you. You have to put a stamp on their forehead. Mukti. You have to put a stamp on their forehead. Jivan mukti. Whom to send to liberation and whom to send to liberation in life. It will be your call. You will decide that one day. So how powerful a guru has to be. Very, very powerful. So make yourself that much powerful. Then only we will become Master Sadguru. Om Shanti.